This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 26, and today's devotion is titled, The Ways of Her Household. The Ways of Her Household. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs 31, verse 27. It says, She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Well, over the last few weeks, we have done a lot of searching our hearts. We've done a lot of working on our marriages, working on our mothering skills. We've been working on strengthening our relationship with Christ. If you've come this far, you've already done an amazing thing. And I want to encourage you in the days to come not to get discouraged, not to feel like you can never come to the place in your life where most days are calm instead of chaotic. Today we're going to begin the journey of putting our homes in order. And I have a feeling that if you're here listening to this series, if you're participating in the From Chaos to Calm series, you've probably felt some chaos in your life. So there's going to be a lot of work to be done, but we're going to be taking it one day at a time. I did want to touch on the subject of grace for a moment, though, because I don't want any of you to get discouraged. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I don't want you to feel like you'll never attain the desired goals that you have. You know, there's different seasons in our lives. Some seasons are busier than others. Some are more difficult than others. And it's important that we don't allow Satan to use those difficult times to fill our hearts and our minds with lies. Christ loves us no matter what. He loves us even when we fail to have self-discipline. He loves us even when our homes are a disaster. He loves us even when we feel like we're unlovable. I've been through a number of periods in my life, especially over the last few years, where things have not been easy, and every day is a struggle to find the time to balance all the things that I feel like I should be doing in a single day. And I wanted to be honest with you today about how there have been times, even in the recent past, where I have felt overwhelmed and burned out at home because of circumstances out of my control. For instance, we have elderly family members, more than one, who need to be taken care of on a regular basis. I have a very large extended family, and with that comes very often a lot of time-consuming hours of just ordinary, mundane tasks that have to be done. I suffer from an autoimmune disorder, and so there are times when I'm sick, and sometimes it can last for weeks or months, and I'm not able to take care of my home and family the way I want to. But you know, God is there for us during those times, and it's so important not to get discouraged. And I know because I've been there. I've been discouraged in the past. I felt like God wasn't there, or that he wasn't answering my prayers. Sometimes when we're going through a difficult time, I believe God allows us to go through that time, and maybe we're confused and we don't understand why we're going through some of the things that we're going through. Maybe we don't understand why we feel so overwhelmed, why things aren't changing when we've prayed so hard. But I have found in my own life that during those times, often God is trying to teach me something about myself, so that I can be better when I come out on the other end. on the other side of it. God uses all kinds of ways to teach us how to be more like Christ. So even in your chaos, you can learn valuable lessons, and God will use those times in your life, and He will bless you, and He will bless others because of it. Some seasons of life are just not necessarily difficult because of outside circumstances, but it's difficult because of just the things you have going on in your life. Maybe you're a new mom. Maybe you have several young children at home. There are times in our lives when things just are just hard. Life isn't always going to be perfect. And so it's important that we realize what it is we're able to do and not try to do more than we're able to do. I have a terrible habit of overextending myself, and it's something I've been working on over the last year about not committing to more than I can handle. I like to help other people. I like working in the church. I like ministering to others. I enjoy that kind of work. But I have to realize that I'm only one person, and there are only so many hours in the day. And if I book too many, and if I commit to too many things, I'm basically robbing myself and my family and my home of my time. And time is really all we have, right? Time is our most precious commodity, and we need to value our time. Seek God and ask Him what it is you should be doing with your time. So having said all of that, let's look at our memory verse again. It has two parts. In the first part, we are told that the Proverbs 31 woman looked well to the ways of her household. It doesn't tell us that this woman, a mother, did everything by herself. So if you are dreading the idea of trying to become a superwoman, because a lot of women really, when they read Proverbs 31, their first thought is, oh, I could never be her. But we're going to learn some simple and efficient ways to run our homes so that life is happy. The second part of the verse tells us that the Proverbs 31 woman worked hard. She wasn't lazy, and she didn't put off until tomorrow what needed to be done today. So as women, we are called to the ministry of homemaking. God has given us a specific purpose. Our days as wives and mothers are filled with countless activities, social events, and duties. But ultimately, our first calling is to our homes and our families. Often, housework can become a burden because we do not work willingly with our hands, and we put off jobs that should be done immediately. For instance, if you leave dishes in the sink, thinking you'll wash them and put them away later, it will take you twice as long if you do it later than it would have if you had done it immediately. Folding laundry, again, is one of those tasks that only takes 5 or 6 minutes if you fold the clothes as soon as they come out of the dryer. However, if you allow several loads of clean clothes to pile up, it can feel like it takes forever to do the laundry. Procrastination is a disease affecting many a homemaker in this day and age. We need to put off those bad habits and arm ourselves with new ways. We want to look well to the ways of our households, just like the Proverbs 31 woman. We've talked about self-discipline, and we're going to continue to work on our self-discipline. We need self-discipline if we're going to be keepers at home and bring honor and glory in our homes to the Creator. Being a procrastinator is a form of laziness or a lack of self-discipline. Today I want you to get a sheet of paper and go through each room of your house and write down those things that you are not pleased with, whether it be stacks of books, clutter, dingy doorknobs, peeling paint, stains on the carpet, laundry that's piled up, mirrors that need to be cleaned. Go ahead and write it down. and this is going to be your go-to list later on in the challenge. After you've done that, in preparation for tomorrow's devotion and homework, I want you to start putting together things that you need for your household management notebook. You're going to need a 3-ring binder with a clear plastic window on the cover, a legal pad, white cardstock, a 3-ring hole punch, and a box of sheet protectors if you'd like. Be praying about how you manage your home. Ask God to show you how to be like the Proverbs 31 woman and look well to the ways of your household. Ask God to help you have a cheerful spirit and to work diligently and willingly without grumbling and feeling unhappy. We want to be happy wives and mothers. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much again for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for loving us even when we feel unlovable. Lord, I just pray that you'll be with each of the ladies today. Bless their hearts and bless their homes, Lord. Help us as we prepare to get our homes in order. Give us courage. Give us determination. Help us to work willingly with our hands and with cheerful spirits. Help us to bring honor and glory to you in everything that we do. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, The Household Management Notebook.